Today in Security from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The mystery of Jia Tan, the XZ backdoor mastermind. The thwarted XZ Util's supply chain attack was years in the making. Now, clues suggest nation-state hackers were behind the persona that inserted the malicious code, by Andy Greenberg and Matt Burgess. The scourge of software supply chain attacks, an increasingly common hacking technique that hides malicious code in a widely used legitimate program, can take many forms. Hackers can penetrate an update server to seed out their malware, or even break into the network where the software was developed to corrupt it at the source. Or in the case of one particularly insidious software supply chain attacker known as Jia Tan, they can spend 2 years politely and enthusiastically volunteering to help. Over the weekend, the cybersecurity and open source software community was shocked by the news that a relatively new, experimental version of XZUtils, a compression utility integrated into many popular distributions of Linux, contained a backdoor that would have allowed hackers in possession of a specific private key to connect to the backdoored system and run their own commands as an administrator. Only some chance detective work carried out by a lone Microsoft engineer, Andres Freund, who detected a strange delay in how the remote connection protocol SSH was running in a version of the Linux variant Debian, caught the spy trick before it ended up in many millions of systems worldwide. That XZUtils backdoor, it's now clear, was inserted by none other than the lead open source steward of XZUtils, a developer who went by the name Jia Tan. In the wake of its discovery, the mystery percolating through the tech world in the wake of the backdoor's discovery remains, who is Jia Tan, and who did he or she, or very likely they, truly work for? Jia Tan exploited open source software's crowdsourced approach to coding, where anyone can suggest changes to a program on code repositories like GitHub, where the changes are reviewed by other coders before they're integrated into the software. Peeling back Jia Tan's documented history in the open source programming world reveals that they first appeared in November 2021 with the GitHub username JiaT75, then made contributions to other open source projects using the name Jia Tan, or sometimes Jia Chong Tan, for more than a year before beginning to submit changes to XZUtils. By January 2023, Jia Tan's code was being integrated into XZUtils. Over the next year, they would largely take control of the project from its original maintainer, Lasse Collins, a change driven in part by nagging emails sent to Collins by a handful of users complaining about slow updates. Whether those users were working with Jia Tan to persuade Collins to relinquish control or unwitting accomplices remains unclear. None of the users replied to requests for comment from Wired. Finally, Jia Tan added their stealthy backdoor to a version of XZUtils in February of this year. That inhumanely patient approach, along with the technical features and sophistication of the backdoor itself, has led many in the cybersecurity world to believe that Jia Tan must in fact be a handle operated by state-sponsored hackers, and very good ones. This multi-year operation was very cunning, and the implanted backdoor is incredibly deceptive, says Kostin Rayu, who last year served as the most senior researcher and head of the global research and analysis team at Russian cybersecurity firm Kaspersky. I'd say this is a nation-state-backed group, one with long-term goals in mind, that affords to invest into multi-year infiltration of open-source projects. As for which nation, Ryu names the usual suspects: China, Russia, North Korea. He says it's still too early to know the true culprit. One thing is for sure, he adds, this was more cunning than all previous software supply chain attacks I've seen. As scrutiny around Jiatan has mounted since the revelation of the XZUtils backdoor last Friday, researchers have noted that the persona has remarkably good operational security. Independent security reporter Brian Krebs writes that he could find zero trace of Jiatan's email address outside of the messages he sent to fellow open-source contributors, even after scouring breach databases. Jiatan also appears to have routed all their communications through a VPN with a Singaporean IP address. The lack of any other online presence linked to Jiatan points towards the account being a single-purpose invented persona and indicates how much sophistication, patience, and thought was put into developing the backdoor, says Will Thomas, an instructor at the SANS Institute, a cybersecurity training firm. The Jiatan persona has vanished since the backdoor was discovered and emails sent by Wired to a Gmail address linked to it went unanswered. Jiatan's GitHub account has been suspended, a company spokesperson tells Wired. In fact, the only real footprints Jiatan appears to have left behind were their contributions to the open-source development community where they were a public contributor. Disturbingly, Jiatan's first code change was to the libarchive compression library, another very widely used open-source component. That first change swapped one function with a less secure alternative, potentially attempting another malicious code change, notes developer Evan Bose in his detailed Jiatan timeline, though the problem has since been fixed. In total, Jiatan made 6,000 code changes at least 7 projects between 2021 and February of this year, according to Michael Scott, the co-founder of the cybersecurity firm NetRise, who previously worked in the Marine Corps Cyber Warfare Group under U.S. Cyber Command. Detailing all the branching effects of those changes is nearly impossible, Scott says, because those changes, known as commits, are often batched into collections in a process known as squashing commits. It's not always apparent which exact changes were made by Jiatan, and the difficulty of tracing which of the many versions of a library like libarchive ended up in which software adds yet another layer of obfuscation. It's going to be a bit of a mess pulling on this thread and trying to figure out where all these things ended up, Scott says. Scott notes that, throughout this time, Jiatan was also emailing with other contributors, writing in a very concise, very dry, but not unfriendly tone that Scott compares to the output of ChatGPT. "Nice job to both of you for getting this feature as far as it is already," Jiatan wrote at one point. Or at another, "Let me know your thoughts on these patches when you have a chance." Jordy Moss, a developer who contributed to XZUtils and had emailed feedback from Jiatan, says in retrospect, the account went to extra levels to build trust in the persona. Ultimately, Scott argues that those 3 years of code changes and polite emails were likely not spent sabotaging multiple software projects, but rather building up a history of credibility in preparation for the sabotage of XZUtils specifically, and potentially other projects in the future. "He just never got to that step because we got lucky and found his stuff," says Scott. "So that's burned now, and he's going to have to go back to square one." Security researchers agree, at least, that it's unlikely that Jiatan is a real person or even one person working alone. Instead, it seems clear that the persona was the online embodiment of a new tactic from a new, well-organized organization, and one that nearly worked. That means we should expect to see Jiatan return by other names, seemingly polite and enthusiastic contributors to open-source projects, hiding a government's secret intentions in their code commits. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more security news at wired.com/security.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.